Hello everyone and welcome to another video here on the channel. Today we are talking about the Tour de France. Of course, it's imminent, coming soon. And yeah, today we're going to be speculating over the green jersey, the points classification of the Tour de France. Here to discuss it with me, I've got Patrick from Odoo Cycling. Make sure to check out his channel down below. And great to have you here, Patrick. The green jersey, is that a competition that you kind of follow quite closely in the Tour?
Yeah, I think for the first time, which I really caught on to the Tour, was the 2014 edition, which came to Yorkshire, where I live. And that was when Sagan was winning it. And I was a real like Sagan fanboy back in the day. And I guess I still am. And just Sagan winning it is just so iconic to me that I love following that competition. It was always really more of my favorite one to watch rather than the yellow jersey for a few years, actually.
I mean, yeah, it's been a strange competition, really. Sagan obviously has plastered his name all over the history books with it, but I've not really seen it that competitive in the last few years. It's kind of been a one-man show. It's not been that close. And I think that's been a bit of a shame that we haven't had this jostle between riders.
Yeah, I think we came fairly close. I think it was Sam Bennett back in 2020 when he was winning it, and Bora were taking it to Bennett on the climbs. I especially remember one of the stages, Bora lit it up and dropped Bennett, and it was really kind of, that was the closest we got, where Sagan and I think it was like Trentin and Colbrelli were the kind of climber kind of sprinters who were really taking it to the pure sprinter of Bennett, and it was a really good kind of close battle between them there. But like you say, it's been a little bit kind of more of a one horse race the last few years, so hopefully we'll get something a bit closer this year.
With that, let's talk about some of the contenders. Well, we'll talk about the first team, the defending champions, of course, the green jersey winners, Quickstep Alpha Vinyl. And unfortunately, it looks like Patrick Lefebvre has decided to go with a team that's going to be supporting Julien Alaphilippe with his ambitions and Fabio Jakobsen. So very notably, Mark Cavendish is not in that team. And Patrick, do you think this is a mistake in a way? Okay, we all know Cavendish is older, but what he did last year, it was incredible at the age he's at as well. You can never doubt Mark Cavendish, and especially in the Tour de France. And of course, the elephant in the room, he one more stage and he would have the most Tour de France stage victories in the history of the Tour. So do you think this was a mistake? Of course, Fabio Jakobsen, incredible sprinter, arguably the fastest sprinter right now.
Yeah, it's difficult to say, isn't it? Because Cavendish and Jakobsen are a very similar sort of sprinter. Neither of them are particularly adept at climbing. So in my opinion, it doesn't really kind of favour the team either way by picking either of them. Neither of them have a specific kind of set of skills that the other one doesn't have. I think I agree with you where I would like to see Cav try and break Merckx's record, because they're both equal on 34 at the moment. And I think from a publicity standpoint, it would be really cool to see Cav try and beat Merckx's record. But of course, that doesn't seem to be the case with the long list at the moment, which is a bit disappointing, really. But I can understand why Quickstep are going with Jakobsen, because he was just outstanding at the Vuelta last year. And like you say, he's probably one of the fastest sprinters on just like a flat parkour in the world right now.
Bring Cavendish in the team, try and work for him in maybe one or two stages, and then the rest go for Jakobsen.
Yeah.
When's the next time we're going to see anyone this close to Eddy Merckx's record? I mean,
maybe a long time.
Exactly. So I just think it's a missed opportunity by Quickstep Alpha Vinyl. But Cavendish has said he's going to be ready if needed. And we'll have to wait and see if anything happens there. But Fabio Jakobsen, first ever Tour de France. Do you think he's going to be able to do a green jersey stint here for Quickstep Alpha Vinyl?
It's going to require him to do something similar to what Cav did last year by winning a lot of stages. Of course, the flat stages bring you 50 points in the green jersey competition. And of course, you won't more than likely be getting in the breakaways like Sagan's done in the past to pick up those kind of 20 points at intermediate sprints. So it's going to require him to have a really flying start, in my opinion, in the first few stages in Denmark. But also, you know, he's going to have to hang in there and make it all the way to stage 19. And also for the Champs-Élysées to really stand a chance. And he's going to have to actually probably try and win a lot of these stages as well. So it is possible. I'm definitely not saying it's kind of unlikely, but it's going to be quite a challenge, especially considering the other caliber of sprinters that we've got in this race.
Yeah, and I think that is a neat place to move on. Well, we were talking about Peter Sagan and also the kind of these riders that go into the intermediate sprint, not just pure sprinters. And where best to go than Mr. Wout van Aert? Wout van Aert, of course, winning the green jersey in, well, he's been quite good at winning the green jersey in French races this year, World Tour races. Paris-Nice, of course, he took the green jersey after being up there, well, several top three positions. Actually, he finished top three in every single stage until stage four. And of course, he was also second on their last stage into Nice after guiding Primoz Roglic behind the winner, Simon Yates. But also in the Dauphiné, of course, he took two stage wins and the green jersey overall. But this has been one of the talking points. It seems like Jumbo-Visma are going to be going for both the yellow and the green. We've seen it a number of times in history. Last time it happened successfully was back in 1997 with Jan Ullrich and Erik Zabel. Yeah, Patrick, do you think this is just a dream or could this be a reality?
I think it's possible. I do think it's possible. Jumbo-Visma seem fairly keen to try and do this feat because it is a very kind of notable achievement to get both of those jerseys, considering that they're such contrasting like objectives. To have going for a sprinter and also a competitive GC, it's very difficult. And I think Wout van Aert is the perfect candidate to try and do this. He is capable of getting into the breakaways. We saw that, of course. Well, he's very capable over all terrains. We saw him 1-1-2 last year. But I think it's going to be tricky for Jumbo-Visma because they're not going to want Wout to expend too much energy going into breakaways a lot of the time. Like the last two editions, 2021 and 2020, he's finished fifth place in the points classification. So it's going to require him to definitely be more competitive in the bunch sprints, which isn't necessarily too much of a big energy expenditure because they can sit in all day, use the other sprint trains and then just try and capitalize in the kind of closing stages like he's done in previous years. But that's just going to have to be a bit more consistent. And maybe he might not be able to go on these big kind of escapes in the breakaway over mountain stages. But I do certainly think that Wout van Aert has the capabilities of doing this, and he's probably the best candidate to do so.
Yeah, it is a very hard one because it's not like Peter Sagan, where not really a vital part in terms of like the mountain train for the teams that he was part of, like a dual effort with Saxo Bank, for instance, with Contador and Liquigas back in 2012, where it looked like they almost were going to do it, Nibali on the podium, Sagan taking the victory. But Wout van Aert, he's been such an instrumental component of the Jumbo machine. So it's a hard one. I almost think the green jersey is the easy one to win. It's the yellow jersey that's harder.
Yeah, I agree. I think the biggest threat to Wout van Aert's green jersey competition is actually Jumbo-Visma itself, weirdly enough. It's not actually the lots of other competitors. If you had Wout van Aert as your leader and you said, this man is going to try and go and take the green jersey, you'd probably say, well, that's just an absolute like surefire thing to happen so long as he stays upright. But it's just that mixed goal. I'm just not sure how Jumbo are going to allow us. Maybe they'll allow it for like the first 2 weeks, but then actually they're like, actually, we can't quite allow you to do this. And maybe that'll be a bit of drama in the last week of the tour where we're like, oh, actually, Wout van Aert isn't allowed to go for the green anymore because he needs to be protecting Jonas and Primoz.
Completely agree with that. I think, as you said quite neatly, that his ambitions, the Jumbo-Visma, is the biggest threat to that. Moving on from them, we might as well go to a rider we've mentioned plenty of times already, and that is Mr. Peter Sagan, Mr. Green Jersey himself, and recently took a stage win in the Tour de Suisse. Yep. But yeah, do you think the Slovakian can do something here in terms of his team? He's not riding on the World Tour anymore, but it's essentially one of those pseudo pro continental teams that should basically be World Tour. Total Energies, if we just look at their long list, they haven't really given a long list of riders, more so a climbing team than anything. But Anthony Turgis should definitely be one of the riders supporting him. Is the 2022 Peter Sagan even capable of taking the green jersey?
Yeah, that Tour de Suisse victory definitely provides us with a glimmer of hope that Sagan has kind of refound a bit of form after all these kind of COVID positive tests that he's been having. So it was a good return to form for Sagan. But you have to remember is that in the other stages of the Tour de Suisse, where Sagan back in his heyday would have easily been making it over some of those climbs, he was actually dropped fairly easily. And that doesn't bode particularly well, especially for stages where Sagan is going to need to get into the intermediate, like sprints, getting into the breakaway to do that. So that is a little bit concerning. Perhaps people are a bit, I don't know, too quick to kind of judge, but Sagan is back, you know, so to say. I think that maybe there's still a bit of unproven uncertainty about this. And like, what do you think? Do you think that Sagan is back, or was it a result that people were too quick to judge?
I think you touched on a very, very important issue with the COVID, how COVID has been affecting him as well with all the positives. But yeah, I mean, all of us growing up with Peter Sagan winning the green jersey, of course, want to see. Everyone loves a comeback story as well. But yeah, and he's got full control of the team. There's no second objective in a way. But it's just, yeah, like you said, the Tour de Suisse performance, yeah, taking the victory, of course, but not being the same kind of incredible rider that we've seen. I think Tirreno Adriatico, he wasn't even, yeah, he finished fourth. But yeah, I don't know. He just hasn't been that good of like the last few years, and being defeated by Sam Bennett, Mark Cavendish to some extent as well. So yeah, I've not really got hope in this one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that he's a candidate, and I would expect that as long as he finishes the race, he should be finishing, you know, top five in this points classification competition, just because of the way that the course is this year. At the Tour, it's relatively hilly and certainly favours more of the like puncher type sprinters. I think that Sagan's a good candidate. I just think that he's just going to get beaten by a better man like a Wout van Aert, or, you know, somebody else like even like Michael Matthews, who won this competition in 2017. You know, he's a candidate to
one.
Definitely. Yeah, well, yeah, he won it after, you know, Sagan was disqualified, was it stage
and
five?
And Kittel went out.
Yeah, exactly. Kittel went out. Well, that was really late on as well, wasn't it? Stage 19, stage 20, but yeah. Kittel crashed.
Sorry, Michael Matthews, if you watch this. I'm pretty sure you don't.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael Matthews, he's got a weird dynamic as well with Dylan Groenewegen going to be part of that team. So, and we might as well throw Caleb Ewan in this mix as well. So yeah, these three riders, Caleb Ewan not known for going for points classification jerseys really, and Michael Matthews, Dylan Groenewegen. Groenewegen, I think, is probably the fastest sprinter when he's on form in the world.
Yeah, I think you're definitely on the money there, because he looked really fast at Slovenia the other day. He just gapped everybody off of the wheel. It wasn't even close, really. And that does provide a bit of difficulty for bike exchange, because to go for the green jersey competition, you would need, you know, if you were going to go seriously with one of the other riders, you've got to dedicate fully to that rider. But, you know, Matthews would have to compete in a bunch of sprints, but Groenewegen is a better choice for flats. So I think maybe bike exchange will have a tricky decision to try and get the green jersey. Maybe they're targeting more that we just go pure stages, because at the end of the day, you know, the whole UCI relegation thing, do they just need points and wins rather than green jerseys at the moment?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point, I think, as well. Also throwing Simon Yates into that team is a bit, suggest what you said, that he's just come from the Giro. Is he just going to be going for stage victories again? So,
yeah,
bit of a model there.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, with Yates coming in, it does indicate that they want to go more for stages in that sense. So it's going to be difficult to try and balance, you know, oh, we need to go Michael Matthews this stage, and then we need to go Groenewegen this stage, and we need to go Yates this stage. And it's all just confounding variables. It's going to be hard for bike exchange to balance all that. What do you think?
Yeah, completely. I think you're on the money, as you would say there. But yeah, last team we're just going to mention, or contender, Sam Bennett. Haven't really seen too much of him this year. Of course, he's gone back to Bora. He's got a formidable sprint train on the line, but we have that same question of going for GC ambitions and the green jersey here. Do you think Sam Bennett can replicate his 2020 achievement?
I hate to sound like a, you know, cynical person, but I just don't see it really happening. I know that he won Eschborn Frankfurt this year, which is like, it's a very good sprinter's race, and it was a good field that he beat. But, you know, he's just had more kind of bad results than good results this year, in my opinion. And, you know, when he won it in 2020, the points classification, that was with De Koenig, and there does seem to be a bit of a correlation between riders who leave De Koenig, who then go and I don't do as well afterwards. And I know he's got a really good sprinter, and I think there's like Van Poppel and Shane Archbold and Ryan Mulland. It's a very well-drilled lead out, very successful lead out. But I just I just don't have the faith in Bennett that I had in him a few years ago when he was at Quickstep. Like, do you feel the same about that whole Quickstep dynamic seems to bring out the best in sprinters?
Yeah, if only we made a video about that on the channel. Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, it's true. Like Gaviria, we've seen went.
Yeah.
Marcel Kittel as well. Mark Cavendish as well when you left the first time. So yeah, I just don't see this one at all. And that's also why he's last on our list.
Yeah.
So with that, well, we might as well finish with a prediction.
Yeah.
Patrick, who do you think is going to take the green jersey?
You know what? I'll be a bit of a fanboy and I'll say that somehow Peter Sagan is going to win the green jersey. Somehow.
Fair enough. I am going to go for... well, we're not. Why not?
Oh. I thought I'd leave that open to you.
Yeah, so that's basically it for the video here. Make sure to check out Patrick's channel, Odu Cycling. It's going to be in the description down below. He does plenty of really interesting previews. And make sure to comment down below who you think is going to win and if you disagree with anything we've said as well. Of course, if you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the channel as we're doing plenty of more Tour de France stuff. And we will see you around.